UN report confirms, Hamas committed rape against Israelis, hostages. By Joel B. Polak on March 4, 2024. The United Nations released a report Monday that confirmed Israeli accusations that Hamas terrorists committed rape in their attack of October 7, 2023, and added that they are also committing sexual violence against Israeli hostages. UN Special Representative on Sexual Violence and Conflict Pramila Patten visited Israel to collect evidence and reported that there was clear and convincing evidence corroborating Israeli accusations of rape by Hamas in three locations. Patten's report states, paragraph numbers omitted. Based on the information gathered by the mission team from multiple and independent sources, there are reasonable grounds to believe that conflict-related sexual violence occurred during the 7th of October attacks in multiple locations across Gaza periphery, including rape and gang rape, in at least three locations. Across the various locations of the 7th of October attacks, the mission team found that several fully naked or partially naked bodies from the waist down were recovered, mostly women, with hands tied and shot multiple times, often in the head. Although circumstantial, such a pattern of undressing and restraining of victims may be indicative of some forms of sexual violence. At the Nova Music Festival and its surroundings, there are reasonable grounds to believe that multiple incidents of sexual violence took place with victims being subjected to rape and/or gang rape and then killed or killed while being raped. Credible sources described finding murdered individuals, mostly women, whose bodies were naked from their waist down, and some totally naked, tied with their hands behind their backs, many of whom were shot in the head. On row 232, credible information based on witness accounts describe an incident of the rape of two women by armed elements. Other reported instances of rape could not be verified in the time allotted. The mission team also found a pattern of bound naked or partially naked bodies from the waist down, in some cases tied to structures including trees and poles, along Road 232. In Kibbutz Reem, the mission team further verified an incident of the rape of a woman outside of a bomb shelter and heard of other allegations of rape that could not yet be verified. With respect to hostages, the mission team found clear and convincing information that some have been subjected to various forms of conflict-related sexual violence including rape and sexualized torture and sexualized cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment, and it also has reasonable grounds to believe that such violence may be ongoing. The report said that it could not find evidence of some widely circulated claims of sexual violence, including a claim that terrorists ripped open a pregnant woman's belly and stabbed her unborn child. It also found some other claims lacked evidence, while affirming broader claims. In addition, Patten claimed that some Palestinians detained by Israeli security forces had been subject to sexual abuse, a claim Israel has denied, stating that no complaints have been filed and that Israel would probe any such claims. The Palestinian claims included invasive body searches and prolonged forced nudity. Israel has defended the practice of requiring terror detainees to undress to make sure they are not wearing explosive suicide belts or vests. Israel recalled its UN ambassador, Gilad Erdan, on Monday, claiming the UN had downplayed credible claims of rape. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.